Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hi, and thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Today, I would love for us to chat a little bit about what really is going on and what does seek first the kingdom of God really mean in Matthew chapter 6. I mean, the phrase sounds easy enough, seek first the kingdom of God, but you know, it says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. But what if we read the verse in context? I mean, this allows us to better understand the Lord Jesus and what he intended in the meaning. In this case, that requires us to study these handful of verses, starting in Matthew chapter 6, verse 25, all the way through verse 34. Jesus states more than a simple command that pinpoints the worries of this world. And don't miss that God wraps up this passage with the promise, when we seek him first, he gives us exactly what we need. We can trust him. In the Matthew Henry commentary on the whole Bible, this passage centers on worldly concerns like worry or anxiety, temptations most of us face. But Jesus warned his disciples about those same worldly concerns. He did that often. And we countered them by seeking God and his righteousness. The Almighty calls us to seek first the kingdom of God instead of worry about what we'll eat, how we'll dress, temporal or superficial concerns. God our Father, who is love and far more trustworthy than man, encourages us through Matthew 6:33 and other scriptures to keep an eternal perspective even as we cross each day off of our calendars. You and I are called to refuse worry and anxiety and instead spend that energy to seek first the kingdom of God. Here's a short list of some scriptures concerning anxiety and worry that might help you. So let's stop and try to take a look at what the answer might be and what does it mean to seek God's kingdom? Well, you know, kids love playing hide and seek, a game in which all but one participant hides with the intent of being the last one found. But it couldn't amount to much if one person didn't seek the others, would it? I mean, consider us the it, seeking God's kingdom with all we have, looking in every nook and cranny until our search results in us finding him. The New Testament Greek lexicon defines seek first by seeking in order to find, to aim at or to strive after. It also means to look for, to go after, to search for. God remains available and ready for us to find him, friend. To look for and worship him in those days that are anxiety-riddled situations. Do we run to worship searching for God the way we easily lean and rely on worry? To seek God's kingdom means we've made a conscious decision to turn toward God versus anxiety or worry. So here's seven quick scriptures that I think will help us in the various ways to seek God's kingdom. Seven quick thoughts. Number one, prayer. Grab your Bible and look up 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Bible reading. Make sure that you're getting scripture in your life. God gave us his word so that we can keep our way pure. That's according to Psalm 119:9. What about worship? Have you ever worshiped in your car, your living room, outside, and outside the church? Well, that time of intimacy is part of seeking after the kingdom of God. What about repentance? Have you ever seen signs dotting the roadside with a message, repent for the kingdom of heaven is near? Well, yeah, John the Baptist preached that message in the book of Matthew. And some folks continue proclaiming it today. Or if you've watched a sports game on TV and you might have noticed a sign proclaiming John 3:16, these messages relate to repentance, a necessary attitude for salvation and to keep chasing after the righteousness of God. Number five, Bible verse memorization. Now, I don't think this is overly critical, but I do know it's a great thought that when you can pull a scripture up in the middle of a day where you need a bump of encouragement, how awesome is that? In Psalm 119:11, the writer proclaims that he hid the word of God in his heart. He memorized it, internalized it, he understood it. And we know that is powerful. Number six, praise. People like praise. Can you imagine how much more God loves it when his kids praise him? Psalm 100 verse 4 indicates that we enter his courts with praise. We draw into his presence this way. And number 7, thanksgiving. I mean, now is the time for thanksgiving. Psalm 100 verse 4 also indicates we enter his gates not just with praise, but with thanksgiving in our heart. Listen, what does it mean to seek God above all else? Well, listen, friend, it is life-altering, life-changing, because our God is love. He is good. Everything about him rings with goodness, faithfulness, grace, and mercy. When times are tough and when they're good, and especially when we're tempted to worry or grow anxious, remember Matthew 6:33. Run to the Father, friend. He's trustworthy. Seek God above all else. His love is right. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And today, don't forget the promise in the verse's final portion, and all these things shall be added unto you. My friend, God is always good, and you are always loved. Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.